Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. She joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay's been out here before. I think she's on her way out right now, but we've got her on the phone. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. I am on my way. Sorry I didn't make it there to get the headset on.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you when you get here, but we're going to talk to you while you're driving. So how about that?
Yeah. Perfect.
Last night, 105 points in the Monday night football game. Is this good for the NFL? Is this not good for the NFL?
You know, I have to be honest with you about this. The fact that I was watching that game and actually thinking that if that's what I was going to be seeing week in and week out, where there was no suspense for me in terms of whether or not a team was actually going to be able to score a touchdown, I feel like I would get bored with that. I don't know that I would absolutely love that. Now, I enjoyed it last night because I really wanted to see those two quarterbacks go head-to-head, and it was just amazing the way that it went down. But I just don't know that I could do that every single week.
I agree with you on that. And I don't mean this in a disparaging way to the fine folks who have made a living and put together arena football. But in arena football, you hope that occasionally the defense makes a stop. And that's kind of the way it felt last night, Mary Kay. It's like, okay, well, will one of the defenses come up with something here, or is the offense just going to have to respond? So I'm with you on that. I don't mind, you know, games in the upper 20s and in the 30s, but I might get tired of 50 points every week. I agree with you.
Yeah, I want to wonder, are they going to get a stop here? Are they going to be able to score? I don't want it to be just, you know, automatic. It was just too automatic for me. I know that probably sounds crazy because people love offense and they want to see it. And, you know, it was fun and it was exciting and all those things. But I just like a different kind. I guess maybe it's like maybe I'm get off my lawn kind of person now. I don't know. I don't know if I want that.
Wow.
Not you, Mary Kay. Not you. Come on.
No, I'm usually very open-minded and progressive about these sorts of things, but I just don't want to know that it's so easy for it. And maybe the defenses just need to adjust. Maybe that's all that needs to happen is these defensive geniuses need to dig in there and figure out, you know, how to make this a little bit more balanced and you know, just not so easy.
What did you think about the fact they used an all-star reffing crew last night?
That was weird.
I thought that was a little bizarre.
Well, it was
did you even
thing.
Notice? That's a question. Did you even notice?
Yeah, no, you know, I didn't. I didn't really notice
okay.
that. But, I mean, you know, that sort of doesn't surprise me just because the magnitude of the game and all that.
Right.
I think we're all happy in Cleveland that Baker Mayfield, and I think we've all decided – yep, this is the guy we're moving forward with, and he looks like he's going to be the real deal and a good quarterback for the Browns for years to come. That said, I couldn't help but watch last night and think, well, they could have had Jared Goff if they had just put together a trade to move up from 2-1, and they chose not to take Jared Goff, and he had his moments last night. And you could have taken Patrick Mahomes last year or in Patrick's draft a couple years ago. And I just thought, I wonder if the world would be different had the Browns done that. What did you? Those thoughts ever come into your mind? And, you know, there's Carson Wentz, who they passed over as well. But there are a lot of young quarterbacks who the Browns had a shot at who are playing for other teams right now.
Well, all I can say is they better hope, and it seems like John Dorsey has salvaged the situation, they better hope that Baker Mayfield is as good as advertised. And as of right now, it looks like he has the potential to be that. Because they, like you said, have passed on some tremendous quarterbacks. I mean, you just think they had a clear shot at Patrick Mahomes at number one overall, and you can't say that nobody else knew it either, because obviously the Chiefs traded two first-round picks to get him, and they knew from early on that he was going to be amazing. So, you know, so they better hope, and I think – they're on the way towards having this become a reality, that Baker Mayfield can match up to some of these guys.
All right, Mary Kay, as we look forward to this week, a lot of the talk yesterday was about having Hugh Jackson be a part of the other team on the other sideline. Your thoughts on that, the reaction from the players, and are we going to end up making a bigger deal out of it than it really is, meaning the media?
Well, you know, I think it is a significant deal. I mean, really, he knows every single thing there is to know about every player on this football team. He knows the defensive playbook, the offensive playbook, and the special teams, because he got involved in all of those things this year. So he was closely connected to every player and every play in that playbook. So I do think that they're going to have to change things up a little, add some new wrinkles. But you do that anyways. It's almost like they're going to have to pretend like they've played the Bengals before. Just like this, you know, the second time you go play the Pittsburgh Steelers, you've got to change it up. So I think you'll see them come up with some different things. And, the players seemed like, you know, they were pretty surprised that he's on the job again. But, I don't think they're taking it, you know, too seriously. I think they're looking at this as a winnable game. I mean, if you look at that Cincinnati Bengals defense, it's not good. It's very, very bad. The last ranked defense in the NFL. And, you know, I think it's another opportunity for Baker Mayfield to go out there and have some success and build some confidence.
Mary Kay, why do you think Hugh took this gig? And I say that because rarely does an NFL head coach get fired, go right back to work. I know it's his buddy Marvin. I know it's, you know, in the division. Maybe you want to stay relevant. What do you think the thinking was for Hugh here?
I think he was devastated and crushed by the fact that he was fired that day. I think that it came as a complete and total shock to him, in the same way that it seemed to have come as a complete and total shock to Todd Haley. I think that Hugh Jackson thought he was going in that day and that he was going to try to convince Jimmy Haslam that this offense just wasn't what it was supposed to be and that he needed to take it over and he wanted to take it back and make it his own. And I think that's the chance he thought he was getting that Monday. And when that didn't happen, he was so blindsided by that, I believe that that it was very difficult for him to just have all that time on his hands. At the same time, you know that the Cincinnati Bengals wanted to hire him or keep him there as the heir apparent to Marvin Lewis before he took this Browns job. So it's another opportunity for him to get back into the league, to get back with the team that values his ability, and possibly use him as a quality head coach, as a quality coach, maybe even a head coach down the road if he sort of repairs his image.
Mary Kay, bye week, good thing or bad thing? Because, I mean, they played a great game against Atlanta, and I wanted them to play the next week just because of the way they're – but I do think that it gives them the opportunity to get healthy and get healthy quick, a little bit quicker by not playing. So just your thoughts on the bye week itself.
Well, it was late. I mean, it was really late. There's a lot of guys that were getting tired, that were getting banged up. You were seeing injuries of key players, and nobody was having time to heal up or rest up or anything like that. So I do think that it was much needed. I mean, they could not have handled it much longer than this. You already saw that Myles Garrett was knocked back to 67% of the snaps in the last game. I mean, that shows that guys like that were starting to need a little bit of a break. So I think it's good. And, again, I think it's good that they're coming back against a defense that this offense should be able to pick right back up again and have some success.
The way that the Browns have played, Mary Kay, it's interesting. I saw some power rankings, and I kept going and going and going from bottom up until I found the Browns. I think they were listed at like 22 or something like that. There have obviously been some strides that have been made here. How do you carry that over without keeping the coaching staff, if that's what they end up doing?
Well, you know, you can do that. I mean, these guys are professional players. They're young. They're very coachable. They're very professional. And, you know, they all know what's going on right now. I think most of us believe that although Greg Williams is doing a great job, you know, does anybody really think that John Dorsey came here with a list of coaches that he would someday love to hire and maintain the status quo and go with someone who, who's already been here on a staff that, you know, wasn't successful in the coach craft? I just don't see that happening. I would be shocked if that happened. But I think that these guys are professional enough to just start over, learn new schemes, get excited, and what's going to happen between now and then when they start back up again next year, there will be such an infusion of new talent on this football team, it will be really hard not to get excited about it.
The way Baker Mayfield has played, Mary Kay, what's impressed you the most?
Well, I think it's his arm talent. I mean, that arm talent just never ceases to amaze me. I was in the field house yesterday once again watching passes, and not only just watching them, but also seeing them come in from the perspective of receivers, because I was standing right behind some of the receivers as they were catching these passes. And, man, he's got an arm. And when I watched, now he doesn't have a Patrick Mahomes arm. It's not quite that strong. But when I watched that ball flinging it around yesterday like that, I thought, this guy, he can cut it through the ice and the wind. He can get it there. He's accurate. That's the thing that impresses me the most.
Mary Kay, a pleasure. Thank you very much. We look forward to your coverage of Hugh Jackson Week.
I'll see you guys soon.
And all right, Mary Kay. We'll see you down here.
Yeah, we'll see you here in just a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.